I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. CHP urges drivers to slow their roll during holiday enforcement period. Speeding continues to endanger lives on California roadways, making it a priority for the California Highway Patrol to enforce its efforts to make roads safer. California Highway Patrol is reminding motorists to slow down and drive responsibly as they head out for Independence Day celebrations statewide. To address unsafe driving and keep California roads safe, the CHP will conduct a holiday enforcement period from July 2nd at 6 p.m. to July 5th at 11:59 p.m., with an emphasis on combating speeding. During last year's 78-hour Independence Day HEP, CHP officers responded to more than 850 speed-related crashes. Tragically, at least 7 of those collisions resulted in the loss of life, and nearly 400 crashes resulted in injuries to those involved. More on this story can be found at Sierra Wave Media. Well, it is with profound sadness that we announce the passing of our friend, partner from Sierra Life Light, paramedic, and Simons Ambulance owner, Judd Simmons. This is written by Sierra Lifelight. Judd dedicated his life to the service of others, answering the call with courage, compassion, and unwavering professionalism. Throughout his career in emergency medical services, he exemplified the highest standards of public safety, providing exceptional care to countless patients while serving as a trusted partner and mentor to those alongside him. His commitment to the community extended far beyond the ambulance. Judd's leadership, integrity, and selfless dedication left a lasting impact on the EMS profession and on everyone who had the privilege of working with him. Today, we honor a life defined by service and sacrifice. We extend our deepest condolences to Judd's family, the Simons Ambulance family, and Sierra Lifelight teams, and all members of the public safety community who are mourning this tremendous loss. We respectfully ask that everyone keep Judd's family in their thoughts and allow them the time and privacy they need to grieve during this incredible, difficult time. Information regarding memorial services and opportunities to honor Judd's life will be shared in the coming days as arrangements are finalized. Rest easy, Judd. Thank you for your service, your friendship, and the legacy you leave behind. Your watch has ended, but your impact will never be forgotten. Well, attention residents of Lone Pine Paiute Shoshone Reservation, a mandatory burn ban is now in effect due to extreme fire danger conditions. Do not burn any outdoor fires, including fireworks, campfires, bonfires, or debris piles until further notice. This includes all forms of open burning, even with a permit. If violating this fire restriction order results in a wildfire, the violator will also be liable for the suppression cost resulting from the wildfire and damage to property and resources. Criminal charges may also be imposed. Please contact the tribal office for updates on the mandatory burn ban or for further information at 760-876-1034. Burn ban in effect June 29, 2026. Stacy Mike, Tribal Vice Chairwoman. Landfills to be closed on Friday. All landfills in the county will be closed on Friday, July 3rd, 2026, for the 4th of July holiday. Landfills will be open to the public on Saturday, July 4th. The landfills will be open regular hours the rest of the week. The U.S. Forest Service is inviting public comment on a proposed rule to modernize its directive system, the agency's internal documentation that guides how employees carry out their work. The proposal would redefine the agency's manual and handbooks to reduce procedural burdens, encourage innovation, and return decision-making authority to employees closest to the land. Today, the Forest Service maintains more than 900 chapters of national guidance and thousands of additional regional and unit-level supplements, said Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz. Half of these directives are more than 20 years old, and many exceed 100 pages in length. By streamlining our directives, we can empower local decision-making and innovation so that employees make smart, informed decisions that benefit the land and the American people. The public comment period is open for 30 days. To view the proposed rule and submit comments, visit federalregister.gov. That's FEDERAL, register, register.gov. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. There's more news to these stories all out on SierraWave.net. More news on Sierra Wave Media on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on a thing called X.com. And remember, for 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talk about the people who shape it. You need to go out and watch the new videos that we've posted, one on the Little League and two on Chris Leonard with his compadres talking about the creel count on Crowley Lake. Thanks for listening.